The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Well, one of the important characteristics of Vipassana practice or mindfulness practice is that it's simple. One teacher I studied with in India said that if it's not simple, it's not mindfulness. So the idea is to keep it simple. And one of the ways to keep it simple is to understand that the primary aspect of mindfulness is to simply recognize what is happening. The simple recognition of what's happening. And if we're recognizing what's happening, that could be enough. Recognizing the power of recognition is maybe understood if we see it as a synonym to being honest. In our social life, being honest is very powerful. Recognition in mindfulness practice is to be honest with ourselves, to honest what's happening in the moment. What's happening now? And a lot of times it's very simple what's happening. There's a sound and an itch and a thought and a feeling. And sometimes it's more complicated. But to keep it really simple, just to recognize. And one of the wonderful, I think sometimes amusing aspects of this practice is that when the practice is hard to do or when it's hard to be present and the mind spins off a lot, all you have to do is to recognize that's what's happening. You don't have to stop being that way. You recognize, oh, this is the mind wandering off. You don't have to be at war with the mind wandering off. Just to recognize it clearly, be honest with it. So to recognize what's happening, and to recognize what's happening is the important operating principle here. It's not recognizing what has happened. Oh, now I realized what happened 10 years ago. No, yeah. I was not anticipating what's going to happen, but it's really recognizing what's happening now. And if you are thinking about the past, then the recognition aspect of the practice is to clearly recognize that you're thinking about the past. In the present, you're someone who's thinking about the past. If you're thinking about the future, to clearly recognize I'm thinking about the future. You don't have to be at war with thinking about the past or thinking about the future. You just have to clearly recognize this is what's going on. And something begins to shift when we recognize that way. The clearer the recognition is, and the operating word is clear, really clearly recognizing, the less we're going to be entangled with it or caught in it. It might be still churning away inside of us, but we're a little bit now independent of it because we've seen it. I see you. Memories, I see you. Anticipations of the future, I see you. I know what's happening. So keeping it simple with just staying with the recognition is very, very powerful. And some people will use mental noting to stay in the mode of recognition, just kind of stay in the current, recognizing what's happening now, by just labeling it, hearing, listening, seeing, tasting, thinking is happening, feeling, you know, pleasant, unpleasant. But it's the simple recognition and using a label to stay in that flow. And some people find it very, very helpful because by staying in the recognition mode, we're less likely to put a lot of energy into being caught up mode, into being preoccupied and lost in something. And so that energy to be getting preoccupied begins to dissipate. And you find some people find they relax more that way. But I like to, so that's the simplest way of doing the practice, is just to recognize. There are two other steps to the practice, two other things that, if you're willing to make it a little bit complicated with it, that I think is a very simple formula for understanding, or phraseology, to help understanding three different aspects of the practice. So the first is to recognize. The second is to feel. And the third is to relax. And when you do that, when you've accomplished those three, you get to do it again. So the idea is you recognize what's happening, and then you would take some time to really feel or let yourself experience more fully what's happening. Let what's happening register more fully. So if there is a tension someplace in your body, the recognition was to recognize, oh, there's tension, my belly is tight. And then the feeling step would be, can you let me experience this tense stomach fully? Let me really register what that's like. Let me get curious and really take it in. And feel it is the operating term. So it's, recognition is a little bit in the head, recognizing what's there. It's a little bit intellectual, slightly, mental. Feeling is more physical. It's more like you're in the experience, more embodied. So what does it feel like? So this is like feeling it more fully, feeling the richness of it, the multidimensionality of the experience. And give yourself time to feel it. And let it come alive. Let it kind of reveal itself more fully by taking the time to get to know it more and more. And then after you've felt it for a while, then if it's easy, relax. Relax around it. Relax with it. Relax your ideas about it. Is there something you can do to relax? So to recognize, feel, and relax. And sometimes one of those three is emphasized more than the others. Sometimes more the recognition is emphasized. Sometimes the feeling and being present is more more emphasized. And sometimes relaxing is more emphasized, depending on what's happening for us. But to keep these three in mind is a great support for practice. Because if you do go in the opposite direction of those, then it's not really on the path. So if you kind of space out and no longer present for what's here, recognizing what's here, there's no path. If you disconnect with your body, not really present in your body for the experience, it doesn't really come alive, the path. And if you don't, and if you're getting tense, that's probably not so healthy for you. Recognize, feel, and relax. Those three little words, to keep that in mind. And say, oh, so this. And partly those three little steps are meant to be an antidote to being in conflict with what's happening. Thinking that you can't, this is not okay, this shouldn't be happening to me, I shouldn't be this way, I have to fix this, I have to do something about it. There's all these ways we're in conflict and we're, and the idea is just be really relaxed, really simple. To recognize, feel, and relax. And then we do it again, and as we begin having a little bit more relaxation, then the world of recognizing and feeling opens up in new ways. If you're more relaxed, you can feel more fully. A tense body doesn't feel very fully. It doesn't feel very richly. And then if you find yourself too relaxed and falling asleep, then maybe you need to emphasize something that's more energizing, like the recognition, mental noting. And then perhaps when you feel, you need to feel, allow yourself to give yourself some feelings which are more energetic. Sit up straight, for example, and feel that. So to recognize, feel, and relax. And when we relax, it's interesting to explore what is it you can relax. Sometimes it's the body, shoulders or the belly or something. Sometimes it's what's going on in our mind, the way we use our attention. We're trying too hard to pay attention. We're trying too hard to do the practice. And so we need to kind of relax around the practice. Practice doesn't work too well if you do it too well. You need to try too hard because it's kind of counter, you'll exhaust yourself. It's kind of like running a marathon. All out, right at the get-go, as fast as you possibly can. You're not going to get very far. And if you just try to do your absolute darnest to be mindful and meditate, be the best meditator on the block, it's not going to work. So, but if you're complacent, it doesn't work either. So how do you just kind of pace yourself and just kind of keep, stay simple, stay relaxed with it? So sometimes what we have to do is relax the way we practice, the attitude we have about practice. Sometimes the very field of awareness, we can feel kind of a field or a quality of attention, that can be relaxed. Sometimes attention itself is very much influenced or affected by fear or aversion or doubt or desire, wanting something. So to relax the attention that we have, so attention is soft and open and present. relax our beliefs, relax our relationship to the thoughts and ideas that we have of what should be and shouldn't be and all that. Just relax. Just have thoughts and it's okay. So, you might think of carrying that with you. Recognize, feel, and relax. Great. Thank you.